What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Reardon. You can find me online at Ryan Recker on Twitter, Ryan Recker Radio on Facebook. Joining us now is Missouri's 3rd District Congressman, Dr. Bob Onder. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Great to be back.
Well, I wanted to, I guess, start with kind of a concerning trend we saw the last, let's say, 10 years, this anti-police movement where they go out of their way to harass and then physically assault police officers. And at first we thought, oh, this can't stand, right? People just, they'll not do this. Now we're living in a time where it continues to escalate. Federal agents like ICE agents, we're seeing this huge vitriol, and it's become politically good for Democrats to do this in a way, which I'm guessing it concerns a lot of people and your colleagues.
Yeah, you're right, Ryan. In fact, I think you have the timing about right, about 10 years. In fact, I believe it was the fall of 2014 when we saw the Ferguson riots right here in St. Louis. After the death of Michael Brown in a police-involved shooting, Darren Wilson, the police officer, as best we can tell, even after investigation by three different agencies, including the Obama Justice Department at the time. Really vindicated Darren Wilson, but for some reason, those on the left, especially Black Lives Matter and affiliated leftist groups, decided to demonize police officers. And it's continued. Of course, it had another uptick during George Floyd's death. And really now the demon seems to be the ICE agents and Customs and Border Patrol agents who are just doing their job of trying to keep us safe by enforcing our southern border. So there's been the Department of Homeland Security has reported a 500% increase in assaults on ICE agents over the past several years. This is really disturbing. And, being a law enforcement officer is a dangerous enough job anyway, much less when you have a whole political party or a whole political ideology demonizing you every day you go to work.
You know what I found when I was doing the late night show, we would have discussions like this, and people that were in favor of the harassment and the physical assault on police officers would say they knew what they were signing up for. And what I find mostly happens, if like, let's say you're an ICE agent and things are very hostile and you know you're going to go into a situation where they're going to attack you for enforcing immigration law, you are on high alert. And the yes. likelihood of escalating to the point of violence becomes a lot higher. So I feel like if you have certain Democrats out there that are trying to further this vitriol, you are inciting more violence.
Yeah, I think there are a couple of things going on that I have to lay at the foot of the left, of the progressive Democrats, squarely. Number one is this demonization, this vitriol against ICE agents. Yeah, it's dangerous enough to do your job, whether it's as a St. Louis County police officer or a St. Charles County police officer. That's a dangerous enough job anyway. But when there is a political class stirring up hatred toward you all the time just for doing your job, not for doing something inappropriate or misusing force, but just for doing your job. If you, heaven forbid, you be an ICE agent who's involved in an ICE raid where a bunch of illegal aliens are apprehended, you're a horrible person. And so that's going on. The other thing is that when you have sanctuary jurisdictions, sanctuary cities, sanctuary states that do not cooperate with ICE and with federal law enforcement, what you have is, instead of a violent criminal who is arrested, let's say in California or New York or Illinois, instead of that person being turned over by California or by the city of Chicago directly to ICE, already in custody, already handcuffed. Instead, these sanctuary jurisdictions are just releasing those violent, illegal alien criminals, where then the ICE agent has to go hunt them down, maybe in a dangerous part of town, maybe in a very dangerous apartment complex where drug gang members are known to live. This is just a very, very difficult time for these law enforcement officers. And it is really a tribute to the leadership of Donald Trump that, despite all of that, now ICE and Customs and Border Patrol are meeting their recruiting numbers despite the hazards. But this has got to stop.
All right. So I saw that there's some more fights for the big, beautiful bill. And joining us here is Missouri's 3rd District Congressman, Dr. Bob Onder. And it lands in court. There's certain sections of it that are being fought by different groups. So where do you think the big, beautiful bill stands now? And what do you think may happen to it in the future?
Yeah, well, one thing that's very timely is it was just yesterday that some liberal activist judge, I believe she was out of Boston, enjoined the part of the bill that that defunded abortion
Planned
providers,
Parenthood,
defunded Planned Parenthood. So did this judge not read the Medina decision that was just handed down by the Supreme Court 2 weeks ago, where in Medina, the court ruled that states can choose Medicaid providers, including defunding Planned Parenthood. But somehow the federal government, in a statute, a bill passed by Congress and signed by the President of the United States, somehow she thinks she has the right to block that law from going into effect. So, this weaponization of law enforcement against everything the Trump administration tries to do, everything that we Republicans in Congress try to do, I unfortunately think it's going to continue. But I think most of the big, beautiful bill will be, enacted quite smoothly. Certainly the basis, the core of the big, beautiful bill is to continue the 2017 Tax Cut and Jobs Act, as well as making some big changes to tax law, like no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, a reduction in taxes on Social Security benefits. I think all those things will go into law very smoothly. But I suspect everywhere in the bill where we're trying to save the taxpayers money and get our fiscal house in order, I suspect the left, the Democrats, will and activist judges, unfortunately, will fight us every step of the way. The good news is that in the one of the landmark cases issued that came down last week, this idea of universal injunctions, nationwide injunctions, was struck down by the Supreme Court by a 6-3 vote. So I think these rogue judges, although they will continue to try to exercise their power, abuse, overuse their power, I think they're going to very clearly lose, because the Supreme Court was so clear on that issue.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right. I know we only have a couple more minutes, but I wanted to ask you about the tragedy in Texas. It's just breaking everyone's heart because every time you get update, it's always bad news. What are your thoughts on that tragedy?
Oh my gosh! Yes, yeah. All your listeners should keep those families in your prayer, especially the children at Camp Mystic. It's just horrible, you know. And every time a tragedy happens, unfortunately, the left try to make political hay out of it, just like they did with Herbert Walker Bush and Hurricane Katrina back in the day. But, you know, look, the National Weather Service gave a timely warning on Thursday afternoon. They issued a flood warning. And I know we're all kind of used to, you know, ignoring flood warnings. But then at 1:14 a.m. on Friday, you know, overnight, they issued an urgent flood warning. And then a few hours later, the river levels rose 26 feet in 45 minutes. Wow. I think it's just horrible in a situation like this to place blame. Obviously, investigations have to be done to find out what happened so that, you know, that this won't happen again. But it is just a horrible tragedy. And I think it's inappropriate for, you know, for anybody to try to make political hay out of this. And it certainly has nothing to do with Trump's efforts in reining in waste, fraud and abuse, you know, in the early days of his administration.
No, it's just all the young, innocent people caught up in that flood. And you see the video of just how fast that water came up. It's almost, it doesn't seem like it could be real life how fast this water rushes in there. It's almost like a dam broke or something. And just how fast this stuff goes, it's something that I'm hoping we can get some good news on, but it's every time you hear a headline, it's always bad news. And there's so many people still missing from this. Our hearts and our prayers go out to them. Missouri's 3rd District Congressman, Dr. Bob Onder, thank you so much for joining us on the show. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Ryan. Thanks for having me.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.